Today, Dave Ramsey has a caller and they have a question about Social Security. If they should take it now or wait. Well, let's see what they say.
My question is, I just turned 68 in November and I've been holding on to getting my Social Security benefit so that I could maximize it at 70. But now I'm having people tell me that do the math, you should take it now and do something with that extra money, because by the time it would take me like to age 84 to break even if I don't take it now. So I just want to know your thoughts on that.
Well, before Dave gives his response, I kind of want to give mine. Let's keep in mind this person is 68 years old and she's only 2 years away from actually being 70. So they have already waited past the full retirement age. And the increases in Social Security monthly retirement benefits by deferring receipt of benefits past one's full retirement age, they're actually called delayed retirement credits or DRCs, and they're equal to about 8% per year. But just because the benefits grow, you still need to take it out. So her friends are right to determine how long will it take to even break even if she delays it, and how much will she actually get if she starts taking it now? Now she can't invest it. But we don't know if she's familiar with investing at all. Some people have never invested in their life except for their 401k or 403b. Also, at age 68, she may have to go into something very conservative, so the average return to the market may not be suitable for someone of her age. But we'll see what Dave has to say.
Yeah, I'm in the boat of taking it. And one reason is you can do way better investing that money yourself if that's what you want to do, and depending on your financial situation, than waiting to get, you know, a few extra $100 a few years from now. So that's what I'm doing if I'm you. And again, when you crunch the numbers, you can see, man, it's going to take me a long time to really ROI on this decision. And so once you do that, it becomes clear that taking the money now and having control of it is going to be in your favor.
Yep. He's right.
The one thing I have been doing, because I was the last birth year that I could take half of my husband's. So I have been doing that for the last 2 years, and that's basically been paying my Medicare costs, which is great, plus some extra.
Good. That's awesome. But
I sold my business this year, and with capital gains and all that hoo-ha, my Medicare costs have gone through the roof. So I'm thinking maybe I should just take my own benefit and have a little extra, I mean, more left over to do something with.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I agree.
That's amen.
But mathematically, what George is saying is right. If you didn't do that with it, if you just said the way to do the math is not, I mean, you can take it and use it. That's sure. I would do that. But that's why I said amen. But if you just took the math, if you took the money now and you invest it from now until 70, the amount in that investment would offset the difference and the extra you would have made if you waited until 70 to start taking.
When Dave talks, we're like so close. Like mathematically, sometimes we're aligned, sometimes we're not. But when it comes to the return to the market and what people should expect and how to set your intentions on what to get out of the market, that's where we kind of differ. You know, and this is why Dave Ramsey's not a financial planner. You can't just tell people what the market will do from now until 70, especially if he's basing these assumptions off of historical data. There are disclosures on almost every piece of investment literature that says in big letters, past results do not guarantee future success. Think about it this way. She could take the money out and then we go into a bear market where now she's down 20%. We can't control or predict the market, but we can control our participation in it. See, she just says she sold her business and received capital gains. So I'm going to assume she has a large lump sum that she could do something with. So overall, I do agree she should take it out and do something with it. But as far as giving her the expectation that she's going to outperform what would happen if she kept it in her Social Security, I think that's a little too far. I think we can't do that.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's like I've looked at it, and right now it's the 2 years is about $68,000, is what it would be. Mm-hmm. And like say that
it'll be more than that because you'll be investing it all along.
Yeah, that is true. I would be doing something
else
with it.
Besides. You end up with $100,000 paying you $10,000 a year. That's $800, and you're not going to make $800 extra by waiting until 70.
No, that I'm staring right at it on this piece of paper, and you're certifying that for sure.
Yeah. Once again, I just don't like how he's telling people what it's going to be. I guess that's just something like one of my pet peeves, But as a financial planner, we can't do that with our clients. But sometimes these financial entertainment podcasts and sometimes these videos, they can say those things and get away with it. But we can't. I can't tell someone, hey, if you invest with us, you're going to make X amount of dollars over the next X amount of years. And this is what you should expect, and have everybody jumping for joy. You have to be realistic. You have to be honest. And this is a little dishonest, because if she does lose money, he's not liable for anything that he said to her. Does that make sense? And also, I don't know if you caught that, but she says she's staring at a piece of paper in front of her. And if you don't know what that piece of paper is, she's actually looking at what they call the benefit estimate letter from the Social Security Administration. And it shows you what you will receive if you start taking distributions. And I recommend everyone who's eligible to receive Social Security to go to www.ssa.gov. That's the official Social Security Administration website, and get your benefit estimate letter. This will help you start planning, and you'll be able to make decisions like these a little bit earlier. So let me ask you, do you think she's making the right decision? Do you think she should have taken it earlier? Or do you think she should still wait until age 70? So what's your experience? Do you know how much you're going to receive? And are you going to wait and take it as soon as possible? So I think at the end of the day, she's making the right decision. Take her Social Security, use the extra money to do what she needs to get done, and we'll go from there. Well, if you like videos like this, make sure that you subscribe and like. If you're in the process of determining your numbers, make sure you check out our playlist, that I have a card up here somewhere where I can help you with some important questions like these, such as, what is the maximum amount that you can receive from Social Security? How to avoid Social Security scams? And how do I update my personal information? So all this is great, but Social Security is a personal decision, and you shouldn't base your decisions on her experience. Click the video here, where I give you a walkthrough of the Social Security site, and you can see all the options that you have when making your decision. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, say the darndest things of my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.